You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We've been talking tech, and just about every tech reporter in the world is writing about the new iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus. And Marketplace's digital producer, Ariana Tobin, noticed a little something about their stories. It had to do with pockets. They kept asking, are the phones too big? Are they too big for practical purposes in people's lives? Ariana, take it away.
And a lot of the men who were writing about this, and many tech reporters, tech reviewers are men, were saying, well, can it fit in my pocket?
Pocketability is another issue. At 71 millimeters thick, the iPhone 6 Plus is thin enough to fit into your pocket. Kind of.
And the more I read, can it fit in my pocket, my thought was, well, it has never been able to fit in my pocket. Like, I've never carried my phone in my pocket. That's crazy. For men, this is like the first time that that's ever really been a question and come up. So I wanted to go back and see where that had come from.
People who design pants don't like us.
And maybe they think we all have small hands, which I don't. No.
Because their hands are smaller, more smaller than men's.
I borrowed my wife's pants because they're like those super stretchy pants that just so happened to fit me. But I realized when I was driving that all my stuff would always fall out of the pockets. And it never hit me until right now that there are just smaller pockets.
It's tease, though, when you see that little line that's supposed to be a pocket and you think you can dig into your pocket and you can't. Sucks.
I've got this big old hefty wallet. I've got, like, my phone. I've got, like, all my money and all my change in there.
But, like, are we talking about the really small pockets? Like, the fake pockets? Maybe they just want to save fabric.
Like, a lot of the people that we just heard from, I had theories too, and I wanted to know, is it because they wanted to save fabric? Is it because people just thought it was ugly? Was it anatomical reasons? Was there, you know, some kind of strange 18th century doctor who thought that it was unsanitary for women to have their hands too close to their bodies? And I think the answer is more straightforward than that. It is all of those forces kind of rolled up into one, creating the fashion that you see in a department store when you walk into a Macy's today. Lucy Lockett lost her pocket. And then when she found it, there wasn't a penny in it, but it had a ribbon around it. I think that's right?
Lucy Lockett lost her pocket. Kitty Fisher found
it. I was little, I was always confused by how you could possibly lose a pocket. Like, what does that mean? And the answer is because in the 17th century and the 18th century, women wore these great big pockets, and everybody who wore any kind of clothing wore great big pockets. In the later 18th century, as the neoclassical style came into being, as the Greek goddesses were all the rage, women stopped wearing bigger pockets, like especially fashionable, upper-class, wealthy women stopped wearing great big pockets. Goddesses don't wear pockets. Greek goddesses don't wear pockets. Not in any text that these fashion designers of the late 18th century could find. Katharine Hepburn was interviewed by Barbara Walters, and she talks about what it was like for her to be wearing what was traditionally considered men's clothing for the first time.
I put on pants 50 years ago and declared a sort of middle road. And I ain't afraid of being alone.
Is that why also you wear pants?
No, I just wear pants because they're comfortable.
Do you ever wear a skirt, by the way?
I have one.
You have one?
Wear it to your funeral.
Do wear it to my funeral.
Wearing pants that looked like men's pants, it was definitely a mark of something changing in the gender norms of the time. It wasn't until the 1970s that pants were really embraced in earnest. And that was a combination of, you have the feminist movement on one hand being like, women should be able to wear clothes that free them up to do the work that men can do. But it was also the fashion magazines had taken them up. Like, all of a sudden, this was fashionable, this was popular, this was something that they could sell as like a new way to be feminine. And over time, you still have those two forces at play. So you have women's pants that are made to look like women's pants, specifically with small pockets. You don't have the very masculine gesture of people sticking their hands in their pockets in fashion magazines, unless they want to make a point. And like, there's a very famous Katharine Hepburn picture of her standing against a wall with her hands in her pockets, smoking a cigar, making that point that she's doing something very masculine. And you still hear that sometimes today, like, and you know, that Alanis Morissette song, I'm probably reading too much into it, but she has one hand in her pocket and the other one making a peace sign or smoking a cigarette. She's alluding to those earlier moments of women taking on masculine poses, wearing masculine clothing, saying, I don't care what it is that you expect of me. Like, you know, I don't care what else is going on around me. I've got my hand in my pocket and all is fine. Is that everything's gotta be quite all right? 'Cause I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one's sticking a cigarette. And one interesting thing that the fashion historian I spoke with mentioned was, it's interesting because technology affects everything. Like, the work that you do, it takes time sometimes. But this outcry over the iPhone, like, you kind of have to wonder. Like, she was saying, well, will men start carrying backpacks? Like, will men start carrying, is this the advent of the MRSA? Like, are we actually going to have a moment where pockets go out of style for men and they start carrying bags instead? I'm curious to see what happens, like, what we're wearing in 15 to 20 years. And what we're carrying on our wrists and hands and in our pants. I'm free, but I'm focused. I'm green.